You know, God has given us each a story to tell. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Ben Connolly describes the impact that sharing your story with people can really have.
Learning each other's stories just helps us practice the art of listening. Humans don't seem to be widely known for our ability to listen to others well. We're more known for our ability to talk about things that we like well and to talk about ourselves. And so sharing each other's stories kind of forces us to slow down and listen.
Each time people tell their stories, the listeners can learn something new.
I'll just share personally, our community has done this periodically every year or so. We'll just go around and for new folks' sake, everyone will kind of share their stories. And every time someone shares their story, I learn something new about them. Maybe a different gift that they have, an area of passion they have, maybe an area that they're struggling or that they're weak or that they need help. And if we're talking about discipleship in the context of community, those kind of things are absolutely essential. Paul talks in Ephesians 4 about growing up in every way into Christ, who's the head. And I think what sharing each other's stories does is helps me see, okay, here's some of the every ways that this person is stronger than I am. And so how do I need them to help me grow up in every way? At the same time, here's some of the every ways that they need my help in growing up in every way into Christ, who's the head. And so it really helps just give us a good starting point for discipleship, rather than just assuming everyone's on the same playing field or that everyone even needs the exact same kind of Christian growth.
So what is your story? A community of storytellers brings glory to Christ as each member learns from the others. To learn more about stories and sharing those stories, go to makingyourlifecount.com.